This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Y'all don't even know. Many of you won't know the feeling of going around a dimly lit room with glowing carpet, roller skating. As this song plays,
the memories.
Well, you weren't allowed to have this one, right?
I was able to have this one.
Oh, okay.
She took the. My mother took the album cover for Twisted Sister.
Oh, I see that.
He's dressed in drag, eating a bone. That's exactly because he was. He had like a bone.
Chicken,
yeah. No, it was like a big cattle bone in his hand.
Oh, God.
And he was, you know, Dee Snider.
No, you going to interview him one day when you grow up, Matthew.
Wow.
Did you interview him?
Yeah, yeah.
I like
She's
him.
Like
he's
an Nostradamus.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, Dee's been on a bunch.
He does a lot for charity. He's a good guy.
The Duke of Big Bush.
He was a good interview, man. He was real talkative.
He's funny.
Yeah, he did radio for a while.
I like him.
Which I am Mary Jr. I look into my Nostradamus, Matchstradamus, and see that I feel like Party Man Dan will have a talk show in the future.
I hope so.
He might.
I mean, very few callers over the 22 year of the show have their own intro music. So, Dan?
Hey.
What up?
What's up?
Danny! How you doing?
I fell on black gaze. That's what I always say.
What?
I don't know.
That ain't the,
you know, you think you sing, y'all sing.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah,
you said you fell. Now,
fell on black gaze.
Think,
I don't know. I don't know
to
why.
Think that's what the song was, or you actually.
No, I just say that just because I'm stupid. Y'all sing dirty lyrics to stuff.
Yeah, and I sing into that song, but I don't. I say something else.
I don't know.
Did
why
you apologize I just, to the gaze of color?
Oh my goodness!
When you fell on.
Yes.
Damn.
Okay, you should.
Sure. Yeah. Trust me.
All right. Good. So what is going on? I tell you, I always really enjoy your phone calls because they're always they start.
Well,
off
I appreciate
so,
it because
they start
FOF
off.
FOF dude doesn't.
Well, that guy can.
Oh yeah, he didn't
go
like
to
it.
Hell or somewhere else.
You got a response to that guy, Dan?
No, man. I
no time for haters.
I give you his phone number. I'm not gonna beat his ass.
No. What's the last time you got into a fight, Dan? Like a
fist fight?
My last roommate, he was kind of sick of me. He said I was a house Nazi and.
What?
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry. Was that okay to say? I'm sorry.
No, it's the 7 o'clock hours demonetized now, but nevertheless.
That's okay.
My bad.
I'm gonna say it now. Nazi.
What?
Like, but
get the whole hour to say
he
it.
He was. I was only charging him literally $25 a week to stay here.
Oh man, can
so,
I
mean,
at
it,
your house?
Yes.
And that was in 2020, from 2021 to 2022. So it wasn't. Yeah. You know, I was trying to be nice, but I wanted a little bit of money.
Well, I mean, did you have too many rules, or like he was just upset over the money?
No, he just. I mean, that's what he thought. But I mean, dude, it's $100 a month to live in like Asheville, a mile from the mall. Like, dude, you can't. I mean, you can't
beat that.
Plus, he's got the bed in the back because you don't like to sleep in the back.
Well, no, exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
But he also had to deal with you of passing out all over the coffee table and stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Right. Hitting your
head.
Knocking yourself out.
Hooking up with chicks.
Neighbors.
Watching cops.
Prison pen pals. All those fun stories.
Grandpa's Viagra.
So what, God. So what's new with you? What's been going on? I would feel pressure if I were you, because you every time your calls top the previous call.
They really do.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, so I got a message from a mystery girl Tuesday evening. So I pulled up the message thing. So I got a message from somebody. And it said peanut butter. This was at Tuesday at 7:03 p.m. It said peanut butter. And I said the F, but I, of course, said the word with a question mark. And then...
You know, you shouldn't do that, because every once in a while... I'll give you a great example, Dan. I had... you know how you call somebody your friend? Maybe you haven't texted them in a year or so. I texted a friend of mine last year. And I was texting him in the way that buddies will text. You'll call him like a funny word or whatever. Well, I didn't know, and he didn't really tell anybody, that he had changed phones with his child. And then he texted me on the new number and said, "Hey, by the way, you're texting Jessica, just so you know." It's like I was like, wow. Like, you should have put that on your Facebook or something. You switch phones. But nevertheless, you said, what the F is with peanut butter? And then that miss. How do you know this is a girl, by the way?
Oh, good question.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I found out later. But and then she said jelly. And then I sent the... you know, the Brian Griffin with Peter, he did the "It's Peanut Butter Jelly Time" with him in the banana suit in the maracas.
Yes, I'm familiar.
Somebody's watched Family Guy, right?
Absolutely.
We know.
You?
But, like, was that all it was?
Yeah, because that's an older episode. I mean, that episode is from, like, 2006 or something.
Yes.
But anyway, so, and I said, and then after that I said, "LOL, who's this?" And I thought it was my daughter because that's just kind of her sense of humor. Like, if she said peanut butter, and then I said the F, and then she would say jelly.
Sounds like a father-daughter conversation.
This is fun.
Right.
Well, she's 16. I mean, it's not, you know.
Oh, of course.
She's not young. But anyway, so that was kind of her sense of humor. I said, "LOL, who's this?" Lisa, which is my daughter's name. And then... no, not Lisa. But anyway, we got, I kept texting, trying to figure out. Eventually she said, I was like, she said, "I am a female, but not your daughter." And then I guessed a couple more and kept saying, "Nope, try again. I said, "Is it family?" And said, "Nope."
How long did this go on for? This conversation?
Well, this went on for... let's see. Went on for 27 minutes.
Back and forth.
And she eventually said, "Oopsies, I have the wrong number." Hold on. So I said, "Oh, okay. Well, at least the conversation was interesting, at least." I said, have a good one. And she said, "You too, peanut butter jelly time." And then anyway, so I forgot, I just didn't even bother to text again. And then Wednesday at 7:25 p.m., so basically 24 hours later, she said peanut butter. And I said jelly. And then I said, "How are you?" And then she said, "Horrible, me and my boyfriend just broke up."
Oh, Jesus.
Probably because she was messaging you.
You broke him up, Dan.
Yeah, and then we just started kind of talking. And... anyway, it was just, it's weird, man. It just, and then we've talked for the last couple of days,
That's real targeted, man.
I found out she's 21. She's 21, and you know I'm 34, so that's kind of.
It's kind of awesome, Dan.
It's a big difference. That's a big difference. You know what I mean? But she seems pretty nice. And,
are you swapping pictures yet with her?
Well, she asked me for a picture, like just of what I look like or whatever.
You know,
and she said she would send one back to see what she looked like. So I sent a picture of me. You know, I mean, you know, I have nothing to lose, really. I'm single. I have been for a couple years, so I had nothing to lose.
Did you send a sex picture?
No, she didn't send it. Damn it, she. sorry, I didn't hear what you
did
said.
Did you send it and say? Did you sure you got the wrong number?
Like, what's the photo you sent? Like, did you go pose in front of the mirror and do a selfie?
No. I know this is kind of weird, but every time I get a haircut, I take a selfie because I keep it on my phone because I like to get my haircut like every 2 months.
Yeah.
So that way I can remember the last time I did it, you know, got my haircut. I know it's weird, but so I keep it on my phone. So I sent the last haircut I had, the last picture I took of me with the fresh haircut.
Oh wow,
that's good.
How did she look? Like, do you really?
I don't know. Well,
that it's real.
I don't know
because it does sound.
Well,
targeted.
I don't know. She never sent me. She never did.
She sent
me a picture of a kitten with a meme of a kitten, and she got around it as a technicality. She got me with a technicality because she said, send me a picture of you and I will send you a picture. She didn't say a picture of herself.
Had you heard from the boyfriend? Yeah. He might have tried to message you and say, look, you
break it. No, she said that she just broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah, but I mean, Fat Boy's saying maybe
anyway,
the boyfriend saw the text from you and now thought you were the
I don't know. We talked today too. We've talked since Tuesday, and then Wednesday she texted me, and then we texted for a while on Wednesday.
Wait, you were watching Cops and talking to her at the same time?
No, she wasn't up the. She hadn't been up this late. I didn't talk to her. Last I talked to her was like 11. Or 11 o'clock last night.
Dan, what if I told you that Mystery Girl is on hold right now? Dan, say hello to Mystery Girl. Seriously, Dan, say hello.
Hello, Mystery Girl.
Hi, Pokemon Dan.
Oh, no. You got cat farted or whatever that is.
Peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Fat Boy, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking that I might be getting catfish.
Gee, I've
never been catfished before. I'm not kidding.
But they didn't send you back the pictures of. So I think this is literally just somebody who is.
It's me.
Well, he privately sent me the picture or the name so I can investigate.
Yeah, Fat Boy knows how to.
I don't know. I just know that her first name and
he can look it up by
phone number.
He can do it by phone number.
I can find out. I go to people's houses too. I'm not one of these just, you know, passively. Oh, this is real or not? I hardcore investigate.
Put someone in neon yellow reflector jackets. Pretends he's a DOT worker and knocks on their door.
I don't pave the roads either. So,
all right, Dan. Good luck with that.
Meet
in a safe place.
I didn't know what to do.
You having a hard time talking all over me, aren't you?
I'm sorry, buddy. What's up?
Is it because my name is Matt, you're walking all over me, Dan? Uh-huh. Is that what it is?
No.
Okay.
Send her an action shot next time.
Send her. No,
I just didn't know what to do. Because,
Don't send any nudes.
She's talking. No, God, no. But she's, we're talking, but I just didn't know what. Well, do you think I'm getting catfished? That really was what I was going to ask.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Hold on, Dan. Hold on for a second.
She wants to see that salad.
I want to come back to talk to him, but not about that stuff.
Show me your salad, Dan.
You want some vinaigrette?
We see that nut?
Is this a crouton?
You want some blue cheese?
That's some old bread that fell in between the couch cushions.
I want to find out how much money he's going to lose on the Super Bowl, too.
Oh, bless him.
Because you know he's betting.
Oh, you know he will.
Bless him, dude.
And I want him to pep talk you into betting with me, you pussy. I mean, gosh.
Hang on, Dan, so I don't have to tell you privately.
Yeah, privately, he won't talk to you. All right.
I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, boy. Boy, look at the text on that. Gosh, it's a split thing. People love Dan and people hate Dan.
And they love the situation when somebody's getting possibly catfished.
Like, I know. Everybody loves a mystery.
Yeah.
Everybody.
What if it's a true romance? We don't want to like ruin it.
Could end up being a Dateline for all we know. Mm. Party man Dan getting catfished, but was he really? Was she just a bitch, or was she really not the real person?
It's a real person.
A note to our viewers: if you get a text that says peanut butter, do not respond with yes. jelly time. It is a trap. Yes. All right, more next. Good morning. Thank you.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Joe. Dan shouldn't feel so bad. I'm now getting beat up on the text line, too.
Oh, no.
So, like, I'm trying to discourage Dan. And Dan is thick-skinned. He gets it. I mean,
he's a big boy.
We're all the same. I will get haters text in. Fat boy will get haters. But then those people will not even see each other's conversations, but they'll argue with each other and not even realize it. Well, he's got his freedom to say what he wants to say. Uh-huh. I am telling you what. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no. Dan, don't let it bother you. Hey, people are
What I mean, what did I say? What did I say wrong?
people are dickheads. Fat boy, answer line two, please.
That's one of them.
No, for real.
I mean, I just don't know what I mean. I know it's kind of like I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, but I mean, I messaged Fat Boy just to make sure that, like, I was like, are you sure I should call in?
Oh, no.
You sound upset. We didn't mean it that way.
People are just people that
I just don't know what I did wrong.
These people are jealous, is what it is, Dan. They are jealous.
No, I don't.
Yes, they are.
I don't
think they don't get any text messages.
They don't.
They don't.
It's always good, Dan. It really is. Look, honestly, if it weren't, we wouldn't even bother with it.
That's the thing. I what I said earlier, I love your calls. I really, really do. And you know the people's calls I don't like? Jeremy Clements. I don't like his calls.
That's why he comes in.
It's why we have him in. We will not take his calls. I don't like phone calls from Attorney Rob Inario. Let's go to him. He's on line two. Attorney Rob Inario, good morning. That was a joke.
Yeah, good morning, folks.
Hey, folks.
Hey.
Rob,
I haven't chatted in a while.
I was going to say, you've been like on the air, like physically with us in person more than you've been on the phone. So this is a rare treat right now. But you sent in a text. You wanted to share some information with Dan. And this right here, the text you sent, I mean, holy crap.
Mind-blowing.
I'm surprised that I didn't realize this was a thing. But go ahead, Rob.
Well, I hate to say it, party man. I think you're getting scammed. I get at least a couple phone calls a month, and it's always starting out as a random text message with the wrong number. Then a conversation develops. Eventually, the victim, the male, will send nudes, and not long after, we'll get an angry phone call from the quote-unquote girl's father, who is threatening to report him to the police unless he pays $1,500 for her counseling because she's so messed up in the head. And I've even seen these scams go so far, they have cloned the sheriff's office phone number right to the desk of a sexual crimes investigator and used his name. I actually got involved, spoke with him, called the investigator. The investigator said, yeah, no, that's not me, but you wouldn't believe how often that happens.
God, dude, it's that easy
to do. It's the beginnings of a slow scam. It is. You can have fun with it. I get these sometimes. I've created a false persona. I have an old picture I found of a guy named Steve, and I pretend that I'm a widower and I lost my wife, Mabel, and they say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, nah, she's around here somewhere. I've just got the dementia. And I'll mess with her.
Oh,
and
goodness.
The longer you mess with them, the less they can be finding other victims. So, Dan, you can have fun with this.
Yes.
Just don't send nudes.
Dan, that's great. Like,
I'm not the type to send nudes. I appreciate that.
No, don't send nudes. What if I've got one
too.
Of Rob I'll send you. Would you send it for? No, for real. Like, that is, now, Rob, are these coming within, or from within America, or are they outside the country? Do you know?
With voice over IP, it's all over, but I can tell you the ones that I mess with, eventually you get some little English screw-ups that are telltale. But I have fun with them. I can make it last for a couple of months. If I'm sitting in traffic bored, like, you know what? Steve hasn't talked to Allison in a while.
Oh, my God.
So if I get a message.
Allison, do you have any investment strategies for me today? The last one tried to get me investing in gold, the one before that. Tried to get me to invest in some sort of stocks or bonds, and then this extortion scheme is pretty common.
Wow.
So if we get a message from a female named Norma Stitties, we should watch out.
Right? Norma!
You think? Norma.
Ask her what her first name is, and if it's not Evelyn, yes, it's a scam.
Evelyn. This is Evelyn.
This is Evelyn.
Thank you, Rob.
What are you trying to tell me, dude?
Ain't nobody trying to know me, dude.
Right.
See, Rob.
Look at that. Awesome.
Rob calling us from Tahiti this
Rob.
Morning.
Hey, thank you, man.
You
Mom Evelyn, how are you?
Glad we could.
Hung up.
It wasn't free. That was $500. We'll send you his Venmo. That's a consultation.
What the hell are you trying to tell me, dude?
What are you trying to tell me, dude?
Mom Evelyn, how are you?
I get Dan, screwed and tattooed. I was that was kind of like my final question was if I was maybe getting catfished.
Yeah, I think
that was
are.
The thing because she said she got my number off of Porta John. Like, seriously.
Where was that at, man? That should have been at the beginning.
She said in downtown Asheville. Well, I was.
You're looking pretty good, Dan.
First off, have you written your phone? Like, were you? Is that your way of looking for new friends? Is writing your phone?
No. But I think it's my jerk last roommate. I could see him writing my. I could see him write my number on a. I could see him doing that because.
Yeah.
God Almighty, he's that's the one I got to fight with. But yeah, I could see him doing that. But again, that's what like I was saying. I wanted to know if I was probably maybe most likely getting catfished.
What have you heard from the girl you actually hooked up with? Have you heard back from her?
Yeah, she messaged me actually night before last or last night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But we were just random stuff, nothing like sexual.
Dan, one word answer. Who's winning?
Probably not gonna happen again.
Who's winning Sunday? Just one word. No,
Philly.
Philly's work. Okay.
Oh wow.
All right.
Okay. Eagles.
All right, Dan. You have fun. Be careful. And
thanks.
We'll
guys.
Talk to you soon. All right. See you, buddy.
Beat love you guys.
Love you.
Bye,
Dan.
Paige.
Bye,
Fat Boy. Bye, Matt. Man.
Bye, Daniel.
Thanks. See you, party. Bye. I ain't saying the other word.
Bye, party man.
Party man, Dan. Hey, Dan. Send me a picture.
You're good, man.
Is Dan the new Looper? There is no replacing anyone. Looper's still there.
Why does he have to do that?
And I didn't hear any sweet birds in the background.
No, so plus he doesn't play his Asian bowl like Looper does.
That's true. My gosh.
He wrote his name, his number on the board of John.
He didn't say that in the very, but we've been talking to him for 38 minutes, and that was the last thing he, by the way, that's how she got my number.
She got a lead with that, PMD.
It started with, I got a call from a mystery girl, and we end with talking with an attorney to give you legal advice. Lord God, that's the best. Yeah. All right, Paige, we got a big FOF line coming up next hour.
Oh, we
but
do.
What's going on in the
We
got
to talk about some Super Bowl drama. Oh, the drama.
Yeah. We were going to, we didn't talk about it at all there except for the tail end.
I know.
You never know what's going to happen with old party man.
You never know with old PMD. All right. We'll get into that and a whole bunch more with a big FOF line hour coming up. It's Friday.
Sweet.
It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Show. News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I can't believe Dan wrote his number on the porta john.
No kidding.
Rise Guys Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. As we begin with this, it's such a big hype this whole weekend.
It's not, though.
It's really not. Nobody cares. I mean,
nobody cares.
Well, look across the board. I don't really see anything like pop culture wise about it.
No.
Not really hearing anything from Radio Row or.
What?
Oh, you know what I forgot? They announced the Hall of Fame last night. Only four members. Eli didn't make it, first ballot. Luke Kuechly didn't make it.
Why?
Like, even that, Josh Allen won MVP. Like, all that stuff. Like, nobody's.
Nobody cares.
I forgot the award shows even last night.
Did Kanye get kicked out of that too?
God, probably. Have you seen the reverse meme where Bianca's wearing clothes and Kanye's naked?
Like, how do people?
He's naked.
I
love that.
That and then the one where it's the little white boy dancing. He's doing like the 90s dance, but they cut out the background.
Oh yeah, he's got like the bowl cut and he's going up and down with his arms.
Yeah, but they can put it on a new, like, somebody tell me what that app is, because I have so much funny things I'd love to make with
it. Please tell us, like, don't withhold it and just be mean.
Don't keep your honey hole like that. Share it with us, because I have funny videos I want to make with that. But I don't even know how to Google what that even means.
Please don't turn me
on. Take a person off a video, cut them out, and then layer it on another video where they'll keep moving on the video on top of the other video?
If I Google how do I make a kid dance in a video,
I'll get a list.
Oh, my God.
You have to tell your neighbors who you are and where
you
live.
Don't get us in any more trouble than we are.
I would have to immediately call Rob.
He's already on hold.
He's already on hold. He's already there. He's like, Fat Boy, I've got you.
Oh, my God.
All right, so here's the drama, if you care. Travis Kelce, he said it will be a great honor to have President Trump at the Super Bowl. So that sounds nice. He's being cordial, right? You got
to
do that.
First sitting president to attend one, Fatboy said the other day. I was not aware of that.
I couldn't believe that either.
But here's the drama.
Mm. Did Obama go to the NBA Finals?
I think he did, actually.
I think so too, yeah.
Why would you not go if you're president?
I would be at WrestleMania.
That would
both
be a
nights.
Perk. That would definitely be a perk of being president.
It'd be at all PLEs. I'd be there beside the guy with the what's that country? Trinidad and Tobago's.
Oh yeah,
that guy.
Yeah. Well, Trump's a WWE Hall of Famer. He should be at Mania too.
God, he should be.
That'd it's be like Ricky Bobby's dad. Like, he has two tickets left for every PLE. He just doesn't go.
John Morant's dad's always courtside at every game.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so here's the deal. And don't hate me. I'm just the messenger.
Wow.
Some Swifties, you know who they are, Taylor Swift fans, are upset because Trump has a history of attacking Taylor on social media. So they're like, what? Why are you doing this? Why are you supporting him? Because he said things about our Taylor. So the
about
other
what?
Day, our Taylor.
Oh, you know, wow. Oh, they said that.
Yeah. So the other day, Travis weighed in and said, quote, "No matter who the president is, I know I'm excited because it's the biggest game of my life. It's a great honor having the president there. It's the best country in the world." And that's pretty cool.
Damn right.
And I've had this conversation with my child. And I would say, no matter who the president is, you still have to honor him because he's the president of the United States. If you don't like it, you know what I mean? Because you're a child. I don't want to hear you say bad words.
There was a bit of awkwardness on TV last night because Kamala was at the Lakers game with Doug, and they showed her on TV, and Stan Van Gundy says, "I wish she wasn't here right now, if you know what I'm saying." It's like, oh, okay, we know what you mean. Also, you wish you won.
The Seinfeld video meme with Kamala is
that's great.
Tremendous. She's doing it's during a political rally, and it's, you know, she laughs a lot.
She does. She's got the weirdest laugh.
And it's like she was doing a Seinfeld routine, and they were playing the music in the background.
Like the closing credits.
Closing credits, and it was perfect.
Kids right when they go, dun, 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 dun. She's laughing.
Man.
They're not even that hard to make, really. They, like, take no time. So it's not like it's, you know, interrupting somebody's day to make a viral video.
But I just don't know what the app is. I can't imagine that there is like an expensive app that everyone
has.
Well,
people can do it because I keep getting different videos of that song. I've got a blankie in my nightstand. Have you heard that song?
I have not. It's like, no. She brought it up. I don't know.
It was like,
is that a new Lainey Wilson tune?
I don't know, but there's the comedian that did her whole routine like that, and somebody sent me that video, or there was various sundry videos of people, you know.
I also loved Trump and Vance as the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah,
that one's awesome. That one's fun. Still, though, the best-looking one, Fatboy and I agree, is Trump giving Kamala a haircut. That looks so real.
It really so does. Real. Somebody made it where, you know, Biden and Trump are hanging out at the beach, arm in arm.
Again, we're a generation away from, like, you won't believe any videos. Everything will be bullcrap. Like, we were talking about Andre the Giant. The way he moved, like, he was really that big and that tall, and he wasn't agile really at all. So if you go back and watch old WrestleMania matches with Andre the Giant, it kind of doesn't look real now.
No.
Think about what I just said.
They're only going to believe Wimby's such a sight because like he's real.
But it doesn't look real. People go, oh, it's a filter they're using on the camera. It's like when they do the Nickelodeon slime on the football games. It's not real. It's such a...
It really is.
Odd place we are on the timeline right
now. The only way you'll be able to prove that Babe Ruth existed is if you look at Linda Ruth, his granddaughter, because she looks just like him. You couldn't deny it, saying that he didn't exist.
Oh, Linda Ruth. Put her in Cooperstown, please. Give her a plaque.
Give her a card. I want the card.
What if she bought Sheila Joe Jackson's house in downtown Greenville? Changed it to Babe Ruth's house.
They've moved it a couple times already.
Yeah. Paige, is a crazy world.
He couldn't read.
It is. Here's a... Do we have time for another one?
Let's do seven more.
Okay, we'll
I don't
do
hear any go-away music. I just hear Taylor Swift.
That's Tay-Tay.
Kanye West is calling his new album Bully. And it's not because of what you would think. It's because his son bullied another kid.
Oh, come on, Ye.
He's got a 9-year-old son. His name is Saint. And Kanye says, quote, "My son Saint was playing with some kid, and then he kicked him. I asked my son, 'Why did you do that?' And he said, 'Because he was weak.' I was like, 'This man is really a bully?" Question mark.
Kanye did say he's not bipolar anymore. I saw that.
And
says
so
he's autistic.
Kanye is dropping his new album, Bully, on June 15th, which is also his daughter's birthday, Northwest.
He's a family man.
He is.
The stranger thing, though, was that's very strange, but the overnight thing where he goes completely, and I'm not using the word spectrum, into the thing you said about autism, but like where everybody is, he'll go to the complete opposite way. It's the way a lot of investors do. Warren Buffett does that. He's like, when this is hot, I'm buying the opposite, and vice versa.
He ain't buying a hairbrush.
But when everybody in the world kind of agrees that Diddy is a bad person, he's now going online, starting free Diddy protests, or not protests, you know, hashtags or whatever, and now started making Yeezy Sean John shirts.
Oh, Lord.
Which is Diddy's brand, and now saying that America is breaking up another black family because Diddy's kids are not going to have their dad now. And I know that he's being sarcastic, but most people don't get the sarcasm. I mean, a lot of people don't get the sarcasm. It's a big branch to crawl on to be sarcastic. But
his thought process, he'll tell you, is no matter what a thought in his head is,
he writes it down.
Somebody could have the same thought, but he approaches it from about 3 or 4 different angles.
Yeah.
Goodness.
With like all this output.
Yeah.
It's just how his brain works, which makes great music. Some of Jay-Z's best stuff was, you know,
all
Kanye
over
produced.
It. All over it. Oh, and make sure that was edited there.
He's well spoken too.
He was,
but he is controversial.
He is controversial.
I didn't agree with the free puff. That was a weird X tweet or whatever.
That was a Instagram is wild with him.
He still hates Adidas.
Yeah,
that's going to be a feud forever.
That's right.
Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you. We went off on a somber note.
I didn't mean to.
I want to do a prop bet on the Super Bowl with you, Fat Boy.
God, there's so many. Like, what, we talk about Gatorade or who's going to – I saw one that was kind of inappropriate. Will Kelsey's mom show cleavage at any point during Yikes. The Super Bowl?
Maybe side cleavage for mom.
Side boob?
Maybe from underneath.
Under cleavage? Oh, yeah, that's weird, man, where you just see the under boob.
The under part where it's just like covered up suit? Enough. But like,
it's like women will wear tops that way, but even if you got some big ones, they look mashed and you just like, it's like you squeezed some big yeast rolls and just like held them up.
It is like a bad turkey in a bag where you see bubbles in it.
It's like ill-fitting clothes.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I are there any prop bets on any political statements being made?
I'm sure there's some Trump prop bets on there.
Like, I'll go like $50 per Mexican flag shown on screen.
Oh, there might be some of that going on.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
I may have to check it out and see.
Somebody's, I'm sure somebody's hidden one in a goalpost. They're going to get a touchdown and pull it out and start waving it and then get fired, but go on to be like a national.
I'm trying to think if there are any Mexican players on either team, and I'm sure there is. I just can't think of any right now.
I don't know.
So that could be, it could be possible.
Joey Bosa is not playing in it, so we don't have to worry about that one. All right. Something's going to happen, though. Something. Thank you, Paige. That's good. FOF line's coming up next, though. My God.
Uh-oh.
You know, you speak of Paige, and, well.
See, there she is.
Oh, what did I do now?
She's in the FOF line.
I am?
Yep.
And I remember calling.
You remember there was an email about Paige a couple weeks ago? That a lady blamed her certain surgery on Paige?
Oh, wow.
She, yes. I think she had half a rejuvenation, right?
I don't know.
That's all she could afford.
She could only get the I don't know if it's the side or the left or the right.
However you measure it.
What is this happening?
And, you know, they say that a woman's so breast, they're two different sizes. Is it predominantly one side is bigger than the other, I wonder?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's always the same side. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we've seen proof. We saw, you know, girl sent us a picture and like one was two cup sizes bigger than the other one.
Incredibly, incredibly different. I just wonder, like, the Twix logo, there's a left and a right. Is there a left boob factory in heaven?
God, it's got to be, right?
They don't work as hard as the right side does.
I would want different colors. Yeah. Different ethnic breasts, if I'm being honest.
Ethnic breasts, sure.
If you wanted a black one and a white one, I don't care. I think that's pretty cool.
I used to have a subscription to Ethnic Breast Magazine. Fat the Boy, the FOF line. We're going to do that next.
Yes, sir.
And we encourage you to listen and call 864-241-4318. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, big beat drop.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.